series Bible passages people are passionate about. And we've looked at several of them, and we're going to look at a few more. But certainly the Ten Commandments is a passage that people are passionate about. And our country was passionate about it. You remember when? Remember back in the day when they chiseled it on monuments and schoolhouses and courthouses? Somebody must have been passionate about something to get the stonemason dude out there to be doing all the chipping and stuff. Yes or no? Say. Amen. So these are passionate passages. I'm still passionate about the Ten Commandments. Every parent ought to know the Ten Commandments. Every grandparent. You get time, you can do it the way I do it with you, and you can teach your grandchildren. You can teach your children. They'll never forget them. You can put them right on the heart, right on the tablet of their heart. And that's what we're trying to do with this series. Let's go. Now, the first commandment, thou shalt know the gods. We're going to do it quick. Number one looks like a what? Pointed toward where? Okay. Heaven. Thou shalt have, who's in heaven? God. Thou shalt have no other what? God's before me. Number two. All you got to do is count to 10, baby. You don't have to know the Bible. I don't know the Bible. I can't understand the Bible. Well, if you can't count, I guess I can't help you then, okay? If you can count to 10, you can know this instead of excuse making right off the bat with me, all right? In case you were doing that. Don't do it. Here we go. Number two looks like a what? It's like a swan. What color swan? Gold, gold, gold. Make no what? No idols. Don't worship your little golden swan. Or anything else. Don't make idols. We've talked a lot about that, how we make idols out of people, out of money, out of things, okay? Out of religious figures. Okay, it happens. It shouldn't happen, period. You understand that, yes or no? Come on. Number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number three, hold your fingers up. This is a toughie. If you don't get this one with me, you're going to miss it. That's not a W, that's two what? V, 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 vain. Don't take God's name in what? Vain. And number four, we've learned it. Number four, the fourth commandment, keep the Sabbath day holy. Number four, you got to do the four just like this. Don't do this kind of four. Nope. Do the four just like this. Number four looks like a piece of cheese on a stick. But it's not just any cheese. It's what kind of cheese? Swiss cheese has what? Remember the Sabbath and keep it what? That's right. Now are we ready to roll? You okay? Here we go. Now, the first four commandments of the Ten Commandments deal with our attitude and actions. That's called respect toward God. Okay? So that's what we've been doing. The last six of the Ten Commandments deal with our attitude and our actions, or our respect toward who? Toward other people. Y'all with me? You need to know that. Why are the Ten Commandments? Why do I keep them so I can go to heaven? No! How many of you have really screwed up on some of the Ten Commandments in your life? Can I see your hand? I mean, Well, that's one of the reasons, to show us we're sinners. To show us we're sinners. But he's not just showing us we're sinners. He's showing us how to have respect. Respect for me, God says. Respect for other people, God says. That's what these are all about. Not earning your way to heaven. You could never do that. Jesus died on the cross. He rose from the dead. And you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Not in me. Not in a person. Not in a church. Do you hear me? Yes or no? But in Jesus Christ. Can you imagine somebody getting there to heaven one day and say, well, Jesus, why should I let you in heaven? God says, well, you know, I had respect for your church. Well, did you not respect my son? Did you not put your faith in my son? And but I was a good person. It's not going to fly, guys. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's not going to fly. It's not going to fly. So, the next six, and buddy, to get it done, we got to roll tide right now. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. We got to roll. Here we go. Let's say them together. Let's read the scripture. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives thee. See, that's from the Bible. That's from the Bible. When a parent says, you backtalk me, I'll knock you out. You're going to go see Jesus today. That's what it says right there. You honor your parents that you can live how long? Long. Okay? 13, thou shalt not, help me now. 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Verse 15, thou shalt not. Verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness. That word means lie. Thou shalt not lie against your neighbors. Come on. Number 17, verse 17, the 10th commandment. Here it is. Say it with me. Thou shalt not covet. Keep reading. Thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's what? Now that ain't a good thing. Nor his what? That ain't very nice. Nor his what? Nope. Nor his what? You might say, I don't want his ox. I want his wife. God says, don't want any of that. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Okay? Nor his ass. That's a donkey, just for correction. Excuse me. Excuse me. Here we go. Nor anything that is your what? Now, are y'all ready to roll now? Okay, let's go. Let's learn them. Now, I need you with me. You okay or not? Here we go. You're there. See, you're going to be jumping like this in a little bit when you know these. We know 1, 2, 3, 4. One's a sword. 2's a swan. 3's 2 V's. 4's a piece of cheese on a stick and a Swiss cheese. Got it. Here we go. Now, number 5. The last 6 commandments. We're getting there, Rods. Push it, baby. Here we go. The fifth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. We already said it. So the fifth commandment is honor your mom and dad. Got it? That's what it says. Honor mom and dad, father and mother. So I want you to learn them, though. Number five. Look at how you do a 5. Help me. Number 5 is just like this. Do you see it? Number 5. There's a 5. We didn't make it up. That's what a 5 looks like. Okay. There's a 5. How do you remember number 5? Well, number 5, help your brain. Here goes the brain. This isn't spiritual. This is just trying to help your head right quick. Number 5 looks like a puppy dog. Look, pop him up. It looks like a puppy dog. And he's begging. Don't dogs do that? Say, sure they do. Number 5 looks like a what? Are y'all with me or not? Come on, guys. Number 5 looks like a puppy dog and he's begging, but wait a minute. This is very important. He's begging. You got to let your mind. He's begging before a judge. He's begging before a judge. You'll be fine. Just remember it. Don't worry about it. Here we go. Number 5 looks like a what? And he's begging before a who? See, you got it, man. It's crazy. It's nuts. I know it's nuts. Number 5 looks like a what? Looks like a puppy. Now, don't forget the puppy dog. You might remember the judge. You go, oh, man, I don't know the judge, but I mean, I don't know what happened before. You don't know. You got to know the dog. Got me? Yes or no? Puppy dog begging before a who? And we call the judge your what? Honor your father and mother. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You got it? How hard is this? Number 5 looks like a puppy. You try to find something that looks like a 5. You got to stay with a dog. I'm telling you. Number 5 looks like a puppy dog. Puppy dogs beg. He's begging before who? A judge. Not honor. He's begging before a who? A judge. And we call a judge your what? Your father and mother. Y'all with me? You cool with it? How many got it? I got the dog. It's up there. Got the dog, yes or no? Do you have the dog? Who got the dog? You got the dog? Keep the dog. All right, here we go. Number 5 looks like a who? Puppy dog begging before a who? We call the judge your father and mother. Yeah, when you say honor, remember to go honor your father. Are we good? Let's talk about it. The P, I put P's on all of these with respect. This is proper. To honor your mom and dad. It's proper. Yeah, but you don't know. They don't talk to me and they don't say, and I know there's been a lot of pain. There has been abuse. I understand that. I would still try to encourage you to respect. I'm going to try to encourage you to respect. Okay? But I know where there's abuse and things like that and legal situations. I know that's a whole different ball of wax. But that's not most where most people live, guys. Amen? So respect mom and dad. The word proper means correct, wise. It's the right thing to do. Proper means it's the right thing to do. Is it the right thing to do to honor mother and father? Yes or no? According to who? God. Amen? It's the right thing to do. It's proper. Keep rolling. To honor is proper. We've talked about that. Now, to dishonor is what? You want to screw your life up? A sure way to screw your life up is to dishonor your mom and dad. And to not respect your mom and dad. And, to, I don't need them. I don't want them. We could talk about this all day long. Parents screw up. Parents don't get it all right. I understand that. But this is what God's Word says. And God's Word says, if you do otherwise, don't be surprised if you don't add poison to your life. That your days aren't long upon the earth. Or the days that you do have are days of bitterness. You listening or not? And days that you pass the same crap down to your children. You understand? This is a big deal. Respect others. Okay, we're talking about respect mom and dad. Follow peace with all men. All men. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So follow peace. This is God's will. Look diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of what? Spring up and defile. It's springing up trouble. You and thereby many is going to be what? Defiled. This is a big deal. Respect who? Say it with me. Parent. You think that's a message that this country needs today? Yes or no? Come on, praise the Lord. Come on. Are you kidding me? Respect your parents. Anytime I get a chance with a young man, especially young men, a ball player, and I find out he has a single mother. My mother was murdered. I try to pass that on to a kid. You love your mother. My mother, man, I want you to love your mother like I wish I could still love my mother. Would you pass that on and love your mother? Would you honor your mother? Just something I do. Respect. Was my mama perfect? No, mama was rough. Mama was hard. My mother later got saved and became just an incredible human being. It was incredible. Don't give up. Don't quit loving. Amen. Don't stop respecting. It's huge. That's number five. Now, number five is a what? Puppy dog begging before a who? We call the judge your father and your... How many feel like you got it now? You all right? Coach Smiley, you think you got it? You're my gauge. If you got it, we got it. Us coaches, it takes a while, right? Come on, here we go. Number six. Now, y'all, we're only halfway home, guys. We're only halfway home. Number six. Number six, okay? Thou shalt not what? Now, number six is easy. We can go right through it if you want to. We can go right through it. Come on, if you'll be listening. Number six looks like, it looks exactly like a long monkey's tail. Look at it. Look at it. It looks like a long monkey's tail. It looks like a long monkey's tail. It looks like a long monkey's tail. What's number six look like? A long monkey's tail. You know what number six looks like, too? If you look at it, it looks like a club. It looks like a club, like a golf club or something. Look at it. Look at it coming down like that. It looks like a club. Number six looks like a long what? Are y'all with me or what? Where y'all at? Come on. Number six looks like a long what? Monkey's tail, but it also looks like a... Don't kill the monkey. Don't take the club and beat the monkey to death. Don't kill the monkey. It doesn't matter if you remember it. I don't give a rip. I just want you to know what number six is. Got it? Say. You might not like it. I don't care. Number six looks like a what? Long monkey's tail. Don't what the monkey. Don't. Come on, church, one more time. Don't what the monkey. Looks like a number six. Looks like a long monkey's tail. Also looks like a club. Don't kill the monkey. I know it's crazy. You'll be fine. How many remember years ago, and I did this with you, and you still remember number six? Can I see your hand? See? It works, doesn't it? It works. Come on, baby. Here we go. So don't kill. Don't kill. It's not about the monkey. Don't worry about the monkey. It's about people. This is about respecting people. We just put the monkey up there because the monkey looked like a long monkey's tail. Got it? It's not about the monkey. Don't worry about the monkey. The monkey will be fine. Okay, here we go. Respect others. So number one's a sword. Help me. Number two is a... Number three is two. Number four is a piece of cheese on a... What kind of cheese? Number five is a... Doing what? Before who? A judge. Number six is a what? It also looks like a what? Don't kill the... Yeah, exactly. We know that. But if you put people in there, people don't look like a six. A monkey does. I'm telling you. Okay, here we go. The P that we put up there is the word precious. Precious. Life is what? Life is what? This is about respect. Respecting people. They're made in the image of God. Okay, life is precious. The Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a what? Wow, life is precious. Are you hearing it? Okay. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. I have set before you what? Life and blessing and, say it with me loud, therefore choose that both thou and your seed may what? Live. That's why we are against abortion. It's not against people. It's against a little life being taken, because life is what? Precious. And we can get all offended and we can do. But here's the point. Life is precious. Who do you believe, God or your congressman? Are you listening to me? Yes or no? Say. I'm going to believe God because I respect Him. 1, 2, 3, 4, respect God. Got it? Yes or no? No other gods before Him, even a congressman or whoever. You're not getting before God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Care what your belief is. No, I'm going to. This is about respect, guys. Okay? Respect. This isn't just about, you know, an unborn baby. But that's where life starts. Is that where life starts or what? Or 9 months, boom, baby showed up. Say, stork, do storks bring babies, yes or no? No, they don't bring babies. I'm sorry to tell you that. Okay? They start about 9 months earlier. Is that correct? Sure, we know this, guys. Come on. You have possessed my reins. You've covered me in my what? Oh, this is God's word, by the way. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my what? Soul knows right well. Down deep inside of you, you know that is a little baby. You can try to make it something else. It's a little bitty baby, isn't it? Do you know it down deep in your soul? Yes or no? Say. Ain't nobody stupid down. Come on, you know where that is. Come on. Deep down, I know this. But it's not just there. All through life, people are precious. Life is precious. You hearing me? Yes or no? This is God's word. My substance was not hid for you when I was made in what? And curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Crazy, wonderful scriptures. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me. Oh God, how great is the sum of them. If the devil can ever get us to thinking that life doesn't matter, that life is not precious, and that we don't matter, Katie, bar the door. All hell's breaking loose. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? This is the Ten Commandments, man. That's what it's all about. Respect what? Life. We're rolling. We're rolling. So, one is a sword. Number two is a. Three is two. Four is a piece of. Five is a. Doing what? That, before who? Number six is a what? A long monkey's tail. And it also looks like a club. Say it with me. Don't! Got it? Yes or no? How many feel like you got that one? I got number six, Pastor. I got it. Some of you are slow then. I can't help you. I'm sorry. The seventh commandment. How are we doing? Man, we're trying. Whew. Number seven. Now, fortunately, number seven's really easy. Say it with me. Thou shalt not commit. Back that one up. I want to see that commandment again. How many see that little period over here? How many see that period? Don't make excuses about your sex and your sexual sins and cheating on your husband or cheating on your wife. Because you know what you are? You're a cheater. Did you hear what I said today? Yes or no? Say. You hurt people. It's pathetic. I've been hurt by it. You understand that? God's plan was for people not to be hurt by that. You think the Ten Commandments are pretty nice? God's being nice to us, say. Is God being nice to us, say? I think He's being nice to us. He doesn't want us hurt. One of the most hurtful things is to have the person you love to commit adultery. Okay? Very strong, isn't it? Okay? God's plan. You might say, well, you've done it in the past. Well, the bottom line is, don't ever do it again. Say that with me loud. Don't ever do it. Say it louder. Don't ever do it again. So if you heard it in church, you heard it in church. Not from the preacher. You heard it from all these other folks. Amen, yes or no? But we want something more than our voice just in your head. We want the Word of God in your head and in your heart. Do not commit adultery. Period. Got it? Yes or no? Yeah, but whatever. Not going to talk about it. It's crazy. Got it? Say. Don't commit adultery. Now here's the command. Okay? Here's the deal. Number seven looks just like, there's no doubt about it. Number seven looks just like, go ahead. Number seven looks just like an upside down putter. Do you see it? Yes or no? So number seven looks like a what? Don't putter around. You got it? Don't be... Don't putter around. Got it? A little graphic. How many got number seven? How many we got that one? We don't need to do that one again. I mean, golfers are saying they'll never be able to erase that from their mind. They're going to miss putts left and right. Take the putter out of the bag. Here we go. Here we go. Are y'all with me? Y'all all right? Okay, let's talk about it quickly. Quickly. The word is purity. Have you noticed all the P's? You know, we put P's on all of them. Respect. Took some work to come up with all these P's. Purity. Say purity with me. Don't you want a relationship that's pure? Don't you want a relationship you can lay your head on your pillow at night and that one you're laying with, you know they're trustworthy and they're faithful. And they can look at you and you're trustworthy and you're faithful. How's that feel? Well, I ain't all this and I ain't all that. And we put ourselves down, but are you trustworthy and are you faithful? I guarantee you on this planet, oh, there's people wanting somebody trustworthy and there's people wanting somebody faithful. You listening to me or not? But we think we go get it some other way. How about you try that trustworthy and faithful thing and see how far it gets you in life? It'll get you a long way, baby. Amen? Come on. Respect others. Purity. So respect your husband. Respect your wife. Respect your who? Adultery is not just about you. It's about your children. You're listening today. And the pain that the children go through. Horrible. I remember way back in the day, it happened to me as a little boy. A little boy. My mama stepping out on my daddy and cheating on my daddy. And won't long, daddy was gone. You listening or not? Daddy was gone. Now there's another man coming in the house having sex with my mama. It messed Gary up. You listening or not? Say. Okay. How many would agree with that in your life? You've had an experience. You sort of feel it. Yes, you understand. Is God being mean? Can't party. Can't have fun. God loves you to pieces. The Ten Commandments. Boy, wouldn't it be good if you saw them everywhere again in this country? Wow. I know you just can't stick them up and make a country better. But I'll tell you what. If you put the Word of God in your heart, it'll start helping you. Amen? This is the Word today. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loves his wife loves who? Yeah, you love your wife, you love yourself, man. It's the truth. For no man yet ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even though the Lord does the church. For we're members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave father and mother. He shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be what? One flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she what? You know what that word reverence is? Respect. The word is respect for husband. Amen? Okay, how many of we got this one down pretty good? Respect what? Respect what? Respect what? Marriage. All right, so number one is a... Help me, sword. Number two is a... Number three is two V's. Number four is a... What kind of cheese? Swiss cheese. Number five is a... Begging before a... We call the judge your... Number six is a... Long monkey's tail. Also looks like a... Don't kill the... Number seven is an upside down putter. Don't... Putter around. How many of them just driving you up the wall this morning? Three or four of you. Three or four of you. Good, good. I'm driving you up the wall, sir. Okay. You'll be fine. We're not done yet. Number eight. Now, this is an easy one. If you want to move fast, we can do it. Number eight. Thou shalt not what? But we do it, don't we? Let's go ahead and let's play a game real quick. How many in this room ever stole something? Be honest. You're in church. Go ahead. I guess it's a problem. Come on. Don't steal. Now, number eight, it's real simple, guys. Number eight, easiest one on the whole planet. Number eight looks like a snowman. Is this correct? Number eight looks like a frosty, the snowman. Got that snowman? Number eight looks like a what? But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Not just any snowman. He's a bad snowman. He's a bad snowman. He's a snowman with a what? He's a bad snowman. He's a snowman with a what? Who wears masks? Thieves. Thieves do what? Help me here. Come on. Number eight looks just like a what? What kind of snowman? Bad snowman. A snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? What do thieves do? Number eight, thou shalt not what? How many got it? You all right? Yes or no? Some of you guys, I'm worried about you. You're like, whatever. You're with me? Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Talking about respect. Here's the P I came up with. Purchase. P. Purchase. Keep going. Pay for it, man. Push me, Raj. Work for it. Come on. Why you got to steal it? Let him that stole steal what? No more. Come on, you've come to Christ. You're a believer in Jesus Christ. Listen, rather let him do what? Labor, working with his what? That's a bad word, ain't it? Work, come on. The thing which is good that he may have, that he may be able to have so he can give to what? To other people who are in need. It's so much better to give than it is to receive. It's so much better to give than to steal. To be able to have, to be able to give. Well, get off your can. Work, man. That's what the Bible says. Amen? Don't steal. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. When you get the money to get it, go get it. Till then, you ain't got it. Got it? Come on. Study to be quiet, to do your own business, to work with your what? As we've commanded, that you might walk what? Toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. You think it's respectful to steal somebody else's stuff? It's disrespectful. Okay? Disrespectful. And you wonder, yeah, but you know, why can't we be friends? Because you a thief, okay? You stole my stuff. Hard to be friends like that, isn't it? Doesn't it cause a little bit of a problem? Sure it does. Come on. Respect what? Respect prosperity. Respect prosperity. When you can work and you can get and you can have, that's respectful. To be a person who can work and who can do and who can get. I'm not saying get so you can make yourself feel better than other people. But you ought to respect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the house I have. Thank you, Lord, for the clothes I have. You bought these clothes. Man, thank you for that. Amen. So you listening? Respect. Okay, number eight's a what? What kind of snowman? Snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Thou shalt not. Ninth commandment. Here we go. Got to fly. Wow, this is killing me. What time is it really? Is it 9:30? Okay, we're okay. Be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Number nine. Wait, number one is a? Two is a? Three is two? Four is a piece of? Five is a? Begging before a? We call the judge your? Six is a? Also looks like a, don't kill the monkey. Number seven is an, yep, don't putter around, baby. Number eight is what kind, what is it? What kind of snowman? Snowman with a, who has a mask? Whew. Number nine's one of the hardest ones. Go ahead and say it. Number nine's one of the hardest ones. I've done this many times over the many years. Number nine's hard. Number nine. Number nine looks like this. Would you take your hand? Help me. Number nine looks like this. Do you see that? Is that number nine? Can you see number nine? Is number nine like this? Is that a nine? Is that a nine? Is that a nine where you come from? It's a nine. See it? It's a nine. Okay? Number nine. Don't what? Don't lie. Do not lie. Did we read the scripture? Let's read the scripture. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your who? Bear false witness means a lie. Who is your neighbor? Anybody you ever see. Your children, your wife, anybody is your neighbor. Got it? Don't lie. Do not lie. So number nine. It's a hard one. Number nine looks like a balloon on a stick. Back in the day, they used to have little balloons like this when I went to the carnival. And they'd walk around with a little balloon. There's a little balloon. You're walking with a little balloon on your little stick. How many ever saw one of those? Little balloon on a stick. I wanted to beat kids up that had those, didn't you? I'm sorry. Sorry. Anyway, number nine looks like a what? On a what? It's hard, though. Okay? It's a balloon on a stick. This little girl had the balloon on the stick. I don't know why I say it's a girl, but I just said all these years, I'm not changing it now. Okay, little girl had a balloon. Little girl had a balloon on a what? You know what she did to her little balloon on the stick? She lied on it. Pop the balloon. Number nine looks like a what? Little girl had a little balloon. She did what with her balloon? Lied on it. Pop the balloon. Lie on the balloon. Thou shalt not what? Has nothing to do with the little girl. Don't worry about the little girl. She's fine. So number nine is a what? What the little girl did to the balloon? Lie on it. Thou shalt not what? Can we go on? Whew. Tell the truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let's say that together. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me. Isn't it funny how even in court they say this, don't they? God's not picking on us. Don't you want somebody to tell you the truth? Say, how many been lied to like a dog? Lied like a dog. Somebody lied to you. No, wait a minute. Let's try this. How many of you lied to somebody like a dog? Let me look at that. Come on. Is God picking on us or not? No. He wants us to respect others. What's the P? Principle. Why not lie? What's the principle of the thing? I'm not going to lie. And we're raising children again. 7 and 4. I'm going to tell you something. Children come out lying. I'm just telling you this. You did too. They think they're going to get by when they lie. And I'm on the planet in Abby and Danny's life to let them know you ain't getting by when you lie. You just made it worse when you lie. All right? Yes or no? God's being good to us here. We need to teach people young right on through. Don't lie. People lie like a dog today. People lie, look at you and lie. Okay? You want to see a bunch of lying? Turn on the television. Watch elections in Congress. I'm telling you. Oh, turn on the television and watch preachers. Excuse me, watch preachers. I'm not just picking on politicians. Okay? Check them out. Check what the Word says. You hear me, yes or no? Respect others. It's the principle of the thing, man. Don't lie to people. Keep going. Lie not one to another, seeing you put off the what? Old man in his deeds. You might say, well, I've always lied. Well, stop it. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in this day. I'm not a liar anymore. I'm starting today. I'm not going to be a liar. You hear me? Don't make excuses. Put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. So, respect what? Amen. How many have number nine? Number nine is a what? And a little girl, what'd she do to her balloon? She didn't lay on it. Lie. She lied on the balloon. Thou shalt not what? Lie. Trust me, you're going to need this. Number one is a. Two is a. Three is two. Four is a. On a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss. Swiss cheese has what? Number five is a. Begging before a. We call the judge your. Six is a long monkey's tail. Also looks like a club. Don't kill the monkey. Number seven is an upside down. Don't. Number eight is a, what kind? Bad. Snowman with a what? Who wears a mask? Number nine is a balloon on a little girl. And she takes a little balloon and she does what to her balloon? She lies. Pop. We're done almost. Number 10. How many have had a good time, though? You'll be honest. You've had a good time. Don't be lying. Some of you guys. I used to do this, travel around the country. I've done it in different places over my life of like the last 25 years. And one thing I always get out of this is men would come up to me and say, I learned something. I've gone to church and I don't understand. And I can understand some of the churches they're in, why they'd say that, but that's another story. But the bottom line is that hopefully you're learning here all the time. Amen? But especially today, you can know the Ten Commandments. You can know the Ten Commandments. Come on, you can know the Ten Commandments. Now, Coach, I know you love the Ten Commandments. How you doing back there? Are you loving them more? You're loving them more. Amen. Praise God. Last one. That's wrong. Keep moving, buddy. Tenth Commandment. We got to fly. Something ain't right. Keep going. Push this button or something. Is it froze up? No, it's thou shalt not covet. We got bear false witness up there. Oh, did you back it up again? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Okay, we're good. I got a little confused. Now, number 10, don't covet. What's the scripture, though? Here it is. Here's the scripture. Say it with me. Thou shalt not covet. One more time. Thou shalt not covet. Covet. It's the last one. Remember that thing about don't cover your neighbor's wife, don't cover the house, don't cover his manservant, maidservant, don't cover his ox, don't cover his ass. You know, that's what I say. So thou shalt not what? Got it. Do you know that command? Thou shalt not what? It's the 10th one. Here we go. Now, number 10. We're not going to worry about that one because one's the what? It's pointed to where? Towards heaven. Who's in heaven? God. That's right, another God. Okay? We're not worried about that one. We're worried about that big old zero. Look at that big zero again. Where's that big zero? There it is. He helped us see there. We see it. Thou shalt not what? Thou covet. Thank you, buddy. Thou shalt, we just want to show you it's in the Bible. We're not making this stuff up. It's in the Bible. Got it? Thou shalt not covet. Now let's go back to where we were. Amen? Here we go. Now we're back. There it is. Are we worried about the one? I ain't worried about the one. We're worried about that round thing that looks just like a what? It looks like a basketball all day long. Does that look like a basketball? Say. 10 looks like a what? Yeah, but what about the one? I ain't worried about the one. Do you hear? I already said that to you. I'm not worried about the one. Okay, I'm worried about the basketball. Got it? Say. Number 10 looks like a what? Hang in here with me. What's that got to do with anything? Basketball. Coveting. You know whose basketball it is? That's Michael Jordan's basketball. Michael Jordan's from North Carolina. Did y'all know that? He went to the University of North Carolina. Did y'all not know this? Number 23. How many knew his number was 23 before I said it? Okay. Greatest basketball player ever. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is rich. He's so rich, he's gambled tons of it away. That's another story. Rich. Talented. Beautiful house, beautiful ladies. Boy, he's got all that verse 10 said, didn't he? Okay. Whose basketball is it? Number 10 looks like a what? Whose basketball? Thou shalt not covet Michael Jordan's basketball, his money, his fame, his fortune. Did you get it or not? Number 10 usually don't mess people up too bad. You remember that basketball. Greatest basketball player, I know some of you thinking Larry Bird, whatever. It doesn't matter. Larry Bird don't work on this one. Unless it'll work for you. If it works for you, it's Larry Bird's basketball, whatever. It's a rich basketball player's basketball. Okay, here we go. Y'all with me, all right? All right, say yes or not. Here we go. Number 10. So, thou shalt not covet. Who? What? Whose basketball? Don't covet Michael Jordan's basketball, his stuff, his abilities, his skill, nothing. Don't covet. What's this mean, though, Pastor? Well, the word I put here is praise, 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 praise. The opposite, really, of coveting is praise. If you covet, you're never content. You're not content with the wife you have. You're not content with the husband you have. You're not content with the house you have or the car you have or the ability you have or the looks that you have. You always want to be something different, somebody else's stuff, somebody else's life. You're not content. You're not a person of praise. The opposite of coveting is praise. All right? So respect. God says, be a person of praise. Don't live on this earth coveting what somebody else has. Coveting is to want something someone else has. It's to feel sorry for yourself because you don't have what they have. Now, guys, I deal with this in ministry. People, their situation, their marriage, their plight in life, whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, the way to dig yourself out of the hole ain't to feel sorry for yourself. The way to get out of that hole is somehow, some way, you're going to praise your way out of that hole. I'm going to thank God my way out of this hole. I'm going to get out of this hole and this pit I'm in, but I'm going to praise Him. I'm not going to curse Him. I'm not going to blame Him. I'm going to praise Him. See how coveting is an evil thing? Yes or no? It destroys you. God's big enough. He can handle it, okay? But it destroys you and your children. If you're a person who feels sorry for yourself, to think you deserve it, and they what? That's why you steal. That's why people lie. That's why people kill people. Is that, you think anybody ever killed somebody because they wanted what somebody else had? Yes or no? Exactly. You think anybody ever stole something because somebody else had something they wanted? How many robbed a bank because they stole it? You know, they wanted it. All right. That's what happens, guys. Coveting is being a total ingrate. Now, these are my words, so if I'm upsetting you, you can be mad at me. All right. Total ingrate. Bible says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be what? Content. Godliness with contentment is great what? We brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing what? Have food and raiment, let us therefore be what? Content. You see how this is in the Bible? Let your conversation be without what? How about try to have a conversation without telling everybody what you want and how bad your life is? Hello? And be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What you don't understand, Clark, why you don't understand why I'm talking like I am, I'm not praising. Well, no, you don't understand. He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. See, the problem is not what I don't understand, it's what you don't understand. He will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what you've lost in life. Don't covet. And the light's flashing in the back. So respect what? Roger, flash them up on the screen. We're done this morning. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. The last, respect others. We did 6 today. Pop them up. Number 5, honor your mother and father. It's proper. Number 6, don't kill that monkey. Thou shalt not kill. Life is precious. Number 7, don't commit adultery. Don't putter around. The word is purity. Number 8, a bad snowman. Steal stuff. Don't steal. Buy it. Purchase it. Amen. Number 9. Girl with the balloon, she lied on the balloon. It's the principle of the thing. Tell the whole truth and nothing but the, so help me, God. And number 10, thou shalt not covet Michael Jordan's basketball, his ability, his stuff, his house, his whatever. I'm going to choose to praise the Lord. And let's thank the Lord for the word this morning. Amen. Come on, hey! Amen! Woo! That was rough. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand on up. Don't leave on me, though. Act like you're tired.